Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
It's good to talk with you. Lots going on with the city of Lansing, especially when we start talking about the proposed tax. I know that there was a meeting last night, and tell me what you learned.
Well, we heard from some of the residents of the city who came to the hearing and want to share their thoughts and views about the budget and about the things that are most important to them. What was surprising to me was how many of the speakers talked about the importance to them of the park system and how they don't want to see any cuts to our parks. And I think that's actually pretty consistent with what we know about Lansing residents and the value that they place on their green space. We, not surprisingly, we also heard a lot from people about ensuring our police and fire protection. And one of the things I thought we would hear more, but we didn't, was about roads. I don't know if any speaker talked about road money. So, from the public comment, I walked away thinking, okay, people are really concerned about police, fire, and roads. What a lot of people don't know is that there are also a lot of other very essential things that city government does that is a little bit behind the scenes that we depend on, but we don't all know. For example, processing our wastewater. We operate a wastewater treatment plant, and if we didn't, I'm not sure who would handle all of the wastewater that comes out of our homes and businesses. And there are a lot of other federal regulations that we uphold related to the Clean Water Act that are, mandated. And if we don't do it, we get in big trouble with the EPA. So there's things that we have to do. It's coming down to as a friend of mine would say, to the brass tacks here, though. This is going to be one of the leanest budgets in city government a very, very long time. What we know about the budget is that we're looking overall at a $20 million deficit. Now, some of the things that have changed, I think people know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Our property taxes are down, our income taxes are down, and our state shared revenue is down, and yet our expenses are up. What we're paying for health care for employees and retirees is one of the biggest areas where costs are up, as well as everything else that goes up with inflation. So the things that may help us address that $20 million deficit would be if we are able to receive state shared revenue. And there's some very specific requirements that the governor has laid out in order for municipalities to receive, for cities to receive state shared revenue. And we're, as far as I know, working very hard to make sure we fulfill those requirements. And then there's the millage, which would generate about $8 million of revenue if it passes. So if it passes, we'll have to trim about $10 million out of the budget instead of $20 million. So we have to cut either way. And people have different feelings about that. And Jerry Ambrose also spoke last night, and he used the words more than once about living within our means. And it's painful to know that there are going to be some people who are going to lose their jobs. And that really, really bothers me because things have been so tough for people. There's been so much stress with furloughs and other concessions and the looming sort of impending risk of job loss. So many people have already lost their homes because of predatory lending. And on top of, and layer on top of that layoffs, it doesn't feel fair. It just sort of internally, it bothers me that we have to do this, and yet I don't know what our alternatives are to balance our budget. And so one of the things I'm going to be looking for is how can we make this process as open as possible, give people as much information as possible and help anyone who is going to be facing a layoff in terms of giving them information about job fairs, giving them information about places that are hiring. You know, we do a lot of economic development incentives, as everyone knows. They've been well publicized in recent years. Making sure that those companies are recruiting from within the area and looking for people who may have been laid off to fill the positions that they have available.
All right, Jessica, thanks so much for getting up with us this morning. This is be the lead story in Lansing for quite a while. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tommy.